There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? Memorial Day 2015 edition of the program. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon with a very special treat up for you next. A conversation with a Medal of Honor winner.
First edition of the program, and a special guest that serves you in a unique way. Go ahead and introduce your guest for us.
Really? Well, who's there? I mean, anybody I know?
Well, how many Medal of Honor winners do you have on your advisory committee?
So, Clinton Romaché is our guest, and I haven't talked to Clint for a while, so this is a special privilege for me as well. Yes, I could tell many stories. I could spend the first half hour telling about all the great things Clint Romaché has done and why he's an American hero, and sort of the unique qualities that he brought to his service in the military, and of course the great qualities he brings to me as a member of my Veterans Advisory Board. But I have to tell you, probably of all of his qualities that I love the most is his humility, which is, of course, consistent with service and heroism. And so it's great that he's joined us for this sort of special talk radio town hall emphasis on veterans as we prepare for Memorial Day.
Sergeant Romaché, nice to have you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I appreciate it once again, Scott, for having me on. And Congressman Cramer, it's been a while, and I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
I want to start, really. You serve with a lot of wonderful veterans on this Veterans Advisory Board, and I love the idea, Congressman Cramer. I think it's marvelous. But I'm curious, Clint, from the perspective of a veteran, what can we do better? What do we need to do better as fellow taxpaying citizens of the United States for our veterans, in your mind?
You know, in my mind, it's pretty simple. It's look at what we're doing now and let's fix it. Because what we're doing now isn't quite hitting the mark as well as it should be. And that comes with holding those promises made to our veterans, accountable for it. When we get told we're going to fix a problem, we fix it. We don't just keep kind of dancing around the key issues or putting, as we call, Band-Aids on arteries. We've got some pretty major trauma going on in our VA system and transitioning soldiers coming out of the military. And with Memorial Day coming up, you know, it's more than just a three-day weekend to get with friends and barbecue and hang out. It's truly a day of remembering what was laid before us to give us the rights we have today of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what we've got to look forward to perpetuate that message to the generation of our country that's going to take it over and be our future leaders.
And Kevin, talk about how Clint and others on that committee have helped you understand what needs to be done and how that's worked to give you the blueprint to go fix some things.
Well, it's really amazing that, you know, as we've been dealing, for example, with we passed some legislation that's tried to fix things, but everything needs to be experimented for a little while, it seems, although it blows me away how long it takes. But a specific example is with regard to the choice card. And, you know, that was a big deal last year, and you know, the bill that we were able to get out of the House and the Senate and became law that provided veterans who are more than 40 miles from their VA facility the opportunity to use their choice card at the facility that's nearest to them, or they could go to the local clinic or hospital. Well, and by the way, in rural America, like North Dakota, that's really profound. I mean, that's a big deal when you're 300 miles from the Fargo VA facility, or you're 100 miles from your CBOC, community based outreach clinic. And but then we found out in the rural process, remember, Congress passes these laws, and then the VA fashions the rules, they considered the 40 miles as the crow flies as opposed to how you get there by car. No, you can't. I chuckle because it's so ridiculous to think that some bureaucrat somewhere thought that the 40 miles meant if you could get in, you know, catch a ride with a bird, that was how you're going to measure the 40 miles. And so we fixed that in the law this year. But in the meantime, we also advocated for them to change the rule, and they did. It only makes sense. It'd be 40 miles driving and not flying. On top of that, it still appears that the bureaucracy itself, and these are things we pick up from, these are things I pick up from my Veterans Advisory Board. So these are veterans and veterans advocates employers of veterans that tell me these things, these real firsthand, real life stories. So it makes it very easy for me to come back here and say, wait, here's what I've learned from my veterans. They've told me this specifically, these specific examples of how they still had to wait, you know, multiple days because the person on the other end of the line didn't have the authority to give them the permission to use their choice card. And so I said, well, we've got to change that to where the default is to the benefit of the veteran, not to the benefit of the bureaucracy, as an example. So and by the way, this is not something I necessarily dreamt up, but I can tell you that we've been recognized for our Veterans Advisory Board as a best practice in Congress and provided the opportunity.
Number one is a neat honor and an honor to you, Kevin,
right.
But also causes you to scratch your head about the other members of Congress and say, this was a new idea from Congressman Cramer, my God. Chatting today with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall as a special guest member of his Veterans Service a Veterans Advisory Board. And I didn't mean to be flippant about that, Kevin, but isn't it crazy you have to go as a member of Congress from North Dakota to Congress and say, hey, we have a Veterans Service Board. They go, good idea, Congressman Cramer, given that you're in, what, the 120th Congress? What are we in now, 119th? You'd think they'd have figured it out at maybe, you know, 100 or 80.
Yeah, well, we're the 114th. But, yeah, no, you're right. And it's probably been done before. It's probably been done by others. But for some reason, it evidently hadn't been recognized by somebody or anybody. I don't really know. In fact, it might have helped that Clint Romesha agreed to be a member of our advisory board. He's quite a celebrity in veterans circles, as you know, Scott. In fact, it'll always be one of the highest honors I've ever had was attending his ceremony and being over at the Pentagon when all of the brass, including the secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and all of his battle buddies were sitting around and he received was inducted into the Hall of Honors at the Pentagon, thinking that this guy from, you know, living in Minot, North Dakota, raising his family, working, you know, he was my constituent, and I sat there thinking, how did a guy from kindred land in this place, except that I had a hero that I get to represent in Congress, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. And we should talk about that day. You and I have chatted before in the air, and I remember it well and love every time hearing the story. But for folks that haven't heard about your service in Afghanistan and what led to you being a Medal of Honor recipient, bring us back to October 3rd, 2009, when you and your fellow soldiers were taking on some Taliban and were outnumbered.
You know, it was a day that I couldn't say we seen coming, but, you know, it was, you weren't surprised when it happened. The situation was less than desirable, but like soldiers from conflicts past to current conflicts to unfortunately future ones, you know, they deal with being put in less than desirable positions all the time. And it's, you know, what they do though, they look at these challenges, they see these situations, and that's what they give up when they go to serve our country, is that ability to basically say, I'm going to take my ball and go home today because what we're doing is less than smart. And we were at a pretty strategic disadvantage with being in an outpost in the low ground with about 52 Americans, and we got hit by approximately 300 or 400 Taliban fighters. The fight ensued for almost 13 hours straight. We lost eight great Americans that day, unfortunately. But by the end of it, though, with great teamwork and relying on each other, knowing just we're doing our jobs and we're doing it for each other because, you know, we don't hate the enemy in front of us. We love those beside us and those that support us. And we overcame and we're triumphant.
You know, with all that heroism, which is nothing incredible. I mean, literally, the story did one hundredth of a percentage of the overall story. Phenomenal. Outnumbered, you know, by he and 50 others taking on more than 300. And your greatest regret is that you couldn't save more. Even though you saved an incredible amount of lives as a result of that, you still have that regret about not wanting to leave anybody behind, right?
Well, that's the benefit now of Congressman Cramer coming to me and asking me to be on the Veterans Advisory Board. Is, yeah, that day, you know, you always want to save more and you always want to bring everybody home, but that's you know, just can't be the case at all times. But moving forward in the future, though, being able to be on the board to help advise and understand that we've got on average 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide, and to be able to have Congressman Kramer's ear and say, look, here's some of the things we see as veterans at the ground level that we have been through that needs to be fixed to help stop this, to help continue to move forward with guys coming back and their challenges they face as they integrate, really has been a great honor to even be asked to sit on it. And I know as we sat there in Devil's Lake, oh, quite a little while ago now, Congressman Kramer, you know, you could tell when you were talking to Congressman Kramer, he was actually listening. Because a lot of times you talk to people that can make a difference, and they kind of give you the north-south nod of the head. But yet, you could look in his eyes, and you could tell by the frantic notes he was taking and the exclamation points he was putting at the end of those sentences that action was going to be taken. And it's a long, hard road that doesn't just happen overnight. But, you know, we're continuing forward to continue to help and save lives.
Our special What's on Your Mind Memorial Day edition will continue after this short timeout. Hope you have an opportunity to honor those that have died serving this country today on Memorial Day.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We are back, special Memorial Day edition 2015 on What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hennon. More of our conversation now with a Medal of Honor winner, Clint Romache, now a North Dakotan.
See who's been waiting the longest here, Dan in Turtle Lake. Your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Congressman and Scott. And I'd like to say thank you to the sergeant for his service. He is a true American hero, one Army veteran to another.
Amen.
Congressman, the main thing I think you could do to help the veterans on the VA is get the
democratically controlled union out of the VA. There's no place unions in our government.
Yep, but no, I think you're right on point there. We have, you know, we've given the new VA administrator additional tools for removing sort of middle management and upper management. The union squawked about that. He has gotten rid of a few people, but he seems to be reluctant to. And this is a guy that came out of the private sector. He was, of course, you know, a CEO of a large company, and we'd like to be able to spread that even further. And I've been co-sponsoring a couple of bills now that that provide more authority to the administrator and administrators to get rid of people that aren't that aren't doing the job. And there's a whole bunch of them. And I think you've hit the nail on the head in that. And it's not so much in North Dakota. We have a good VA in Fargo. They do a great job. There's a good work ethic. And they care about our veterans. But I hear horror stories around the country. I've talked to members of Congress who, when they go to their VA hospital to meet with officials, union members sit in the office with them. And when the administrators answer questions, they look at the union official before they answer the question of the member of Congress. Now, that is pathetic, and it is a major part of the problem. There's no question about it.
Dan, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your service. Let's see here. Roll the shorter of the two calls that we have there, and I think I can paraphrase the other one, Todd, if you don't mind.
Good morning. This is Dave South of Dickinson. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and my comment is, what part of infringe on the right to people to bear arms do they not understand? Nobody has the right to take that away. Thank you. Have a great day.
It is guaranteed in the Constitution. There's no question about it. There's no out clause that I've ever seen. So I mean, you're right.
We had a caller yesterday, the day before, said specifically, I think the criticism was directed at Speaker Boehner, but Republicans in general have done nothing to stop the president. Was the term nothing? Specifically, I asked for some examples. They said on immigration and Obamacare. Wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, first of all, on immigration, we did. We did stop him, and as did the court, by the way. We're suing him in addition, it's just not true. And, you know, on the immigration and the amnesty overreach, the Republicans have introduced legislation. We've passed legislation in the House, but we can't get it, you know, past everybody, obviously, including in the Senate, especially in the Senate, to absolutely defund his action. But that said, the three co-equal branches of government have actually worked in that regard, and that his overreach on amnesty has been stopped by a federal court. So, you know, the constitutional referees in this case have so far, that's been successful. On Obamacare, my gosh, we've voted to repeal it multiple times. I've been given credit for it for over 50 times. I haven't been in Congress long enough to do that, but we just did it as recently as a couple of weeks ago when we passed the Republican budget in both the House and the Senate that absolutely repeals Obamacare. It's as part of the budget. It is now the budget reconciliation for the next 10 years.
And another call concerned about the trade deals that are floating around, TPP, fast-track legislation, and others. A lot of skepticism about why would you give Obama fast-track legislation, why would you do TPP. And one specific question on that related to country of origin labeling, which ties to another question that came from Dale, who said, please ask Congressman Kramer if he'll fight for country of origin labeling. I want to know where my meat comes from. I don't care what any other country thinks. It is not discriminatory to know your neighbor raised your food instead of some foreign country.
Well, with regard to country of origin labeling, first of all, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which we are a member of and get tremendous benefit out of being a member of, I might add, has ruled now four times that our country of origin labeling laws are illegal in the world court. So there's nothing that prohibits anybody from labeling their meat. But one thing is, there was just a report out by USDA a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago even. They did a thorough report as part of the farm bill that we just passed last year. They found out that there was, in fact, a country of origin labeling, in fact, had negative economic impact. So it's going to be a hard thing to do. If we're out of compliance with WTO, that means that unless we're going to eat all of our meat that's raised in the United States, there'll be no markets available to them. So we've got a dilemma on our hands with regard to country of origin labeling. With regard to TPA, the TPA actually does just the opposite. The Trade Promotion Authority gives Congress oversight in addition to a trade deal being done. We put our parameters around what the president can negotiate, and then after the president negotiates a deal, it comes back to Congress for an up or down vote. So actually, TPA puts more of the control in Congress's hands and less in the president's. But without it, of course, he has nothing to negotiate with.
Jake in East Grand Forks, a question for Congressman Kramer and a comment for Clint. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Jake. Get to speak to a Medal of Honor recipient. And hey, thanks for your service, brother, and for the guys you lost, man. They'll definitely be in my thoughts and prayers, as all the other guys are this weekend, so, and every day. But, hey, I got some issues with, thanks for all your work that you guys do with the VA. I'm a little spun up about this topic, so if I get a little bit loud, it's not directed towards anybody other than the government. I'm 100% disabled through the VA, and along with my award, or the day after I got my award letter, I was got another letter that said, oh, by the way, you can't own weapons anymore. Well, that doesn't really go over very well with veterans. So my wife owns quite a few guns, nonetheless, currently. I lost my concealed carry permit. I can't own a gun. I can't own a weapon in my own home, but they can let me check my weapon on the plane before I go to Iraq. Doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either, Jake. Thank you for your service as well. One of the things I might say in response to your situation regarding your disability as well, one of the areas where the VA, in my mind, and we've just been so negligent, is when a veteran, upon retirement or a discharge, earns veterans benefits. And if you're disabled, you earn, and I use the word earn, and I'll use it a lot, you earn disability benefits as well, as though there's some benefit to being disabled. The VA has this bizarre notion that somehow one should counter the other. In other words, if you have a disability, a certain percentage of disability, they subtract then from your other benefits, which you've earned both. I guess that's why I keep saying you've earned both. So we've been trying to correct that since I've gotten to Congress for a long time. Trying to look, if you earn two benefits, you should get both benefits. If you earn three or four, you get all of them, including, by the way, your surviving spouse. So this has been an area of first of all, it was brought to my attention by our own veterans and my Veterans Advisory Board, and that we've been fighting hard for. But with regard to the guns, Jake, I've heard this from a couple of others as well. Scott, in fact, one of our members of my board that you know has a similar situation. If you have a particular case, I'd sure love to take it up.
Hang on, Jake. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Jake. Up against the break, so I got to run. I do want to give Clint a chance to respond here on the way back. I don't know if we have anything else for Jake, but we'll keep him there. Others waiting to weigh in as well. More coming up on the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering three full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
And we are back. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm Ashby, Minnesota today for a very special event honoring the fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. Yes, that is what it's all about. Hope you get a chance to do the same. More of our conversation now with a Medal of Honor winner, Afghanistan war vet, Army Staff Sergeant Clint Romache, who really is a national hero now, and for understandable reasons in what he did. Incredible. And you hear more of a story today on What's on Your Mind. I have a theory. We do not, in this country, have a proper recognition of what Memorial Day is about, and it usually becomes a big weekend. You referenced this earlier, Clint, you know, like, let's go to the lake, or what's on the menu, right, rather than, why are we doing this? What is this about? I think the same thing about Veterans Day, for that matter, but we need July 4th, you know. We forget the real reason behind it. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be part of that crowd, so honored today to have a veteran, United States Army Staff Sergeant Clint Romache with us, Medal of Honor recipient for his heroic actions in Afghanistan in a firefight. He serves as a member of Congressman Kevin Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board, and so we invited him on the program today both to honor his service and also talk a little bit about how with this board we're honoring other veterans and their service as well. Guys, before the break, I can't remember. I think, Kevin, you thought we should have Clint respond to what Jake had to say?
Yeah, if he would.
Yeah, but you know, I've heard that before from other various soldiers I've dealt with getting out of the military, like Jake was saying about, you know, as you apply for your benefits and there's certain stigmas that go behind some of the conditions soldiers come back with, and sailors and Marines, airmen, particular PTS, you know, the double-edged sword is if you come out and claim or say or get identified as that, there's this negative stigma that you can't function in society. And of course, the first thing they're going to want to do is label you as having a mental illness, if you will, and want to take your weapons. And it's appalling because you want to help guys, but they know that's in the back of their pocket, and they've been trained to carry a weapon. They're very proficient in it. They're good at what they do. And now you tell them you can't do that anymore if you come out and admit this. And it's kind of our generation's kind of dealership or dealings with the same thing the Vietnam guys went through when they told them, hey, you know, just forget about what you did. Go back. Don't say anything. And that's their kind of nice way, or as I feel, that's kind of the nice way the VA is trying to play this catch-22. But if you come out and admit anything, then we're going to take your weapons and you can no longer function or be fit to defend your life, liberty, or property. And I don't know what the exact answer is of correctness on that, but I do know that we need to change it, and we need to change it fast. is, like I said, we have 22 veterans committing suicide every day. We've got this stigma that you come back, you're broken, you can't function. Well, let's stick to the story of all the positive things that soldiers come back and do time after time. That's way more than the negative stuff that you hear one offshoot of a veteran doing this or a veteran doing that. You know, I could give you 50 different examples of people that had never served that come back and do some pretty horrendous things. And we need to refocus, and we need to get our media to refocus more on the positive than just a minute amount of negative that goes on out there.
Jake, hang in there, my man. Appreciate your call very much, and God bless you. Stay in touch. Let us know any way we can help. And Rusty Ort, as Congressman Kramer referred to earlier, has gone through some of the same things. Purple Heart recipient who also serves on Congressman Kramer's Veterans Advisory Board. Maybe the two of you can link up and get some things figured out.
Clinton raises an important point about the stigma, Scott, and the perverse incentive. And I've heard this a lot on the advisory board. We're trying to work with the VA on it. What you don't want to do, and what we do by these kinds of policies, is you do create a perverse incentive for people to not seek help. One of the bills that I'm very proud of, and I'm proud of it because my neighbor from Minnesota, Tim Walz, introduced it. He's a Democrat from Minnesota. I say my neighbor because he's not only from Minnesota, his office is right next to mine. And I was so honored to go over to the White House. Yes, you heard me say it. Honored to go to the White House for the bill signing ceremony because I co-sponsored the bill. And it's called the Clay Hunt Save Act that provide some tools and consolidate some resources to help people seek help when they're suffering from mental health challenges. We've got to remove that stigma, but if you punish them for their honesty, you punish them for seeking help, then they're not going to seek help, and it's a perverse incentive. So we definitely have to continue working on that.
Wade in Bismarck, another question on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer today. His Medal of Honor recipient, Sergeant Clint Romachet, retired, now living in North Dakota, which is a great story in and of itself. Wade, go ahead. You're next.
Yes, I've been concerned about an issue that I heard about recently that talks about the military and the NFL, and we'd like the congressman to do some checking on it if he could. And the issue has to do with these NFL teams that apparently got $4.5 million last few years to honor the military at their games, and that the government paid them these dollars. It's really, I don't know, it's really sad.
It's quite disappointing, Wade. I agree. And what's at issue here, and you know, we'll notice around North Dakota, obviously there are military appreciation days at various functions, like high school games, for example. You might have noticed that our National Guard has a full set of men's basketball uniforms, full set of women's basketball uniforms, full set of football uniforms, maybe even a couple. And they go around and they'll have military appreciation days at a particular school, and the teams will, one of the, you know, the home team will wear that, you know, the camouflage football uniform, for example. This is that's a microcosm of this bigger issue with the NFL. And what they do is that's part of the marketing for recruitment. And they pay the entity, the venue, and then the venue honors them. And so but when you're talking about a business or an entity as large as the NFL, and you're talking about something as high profile as that, it seems to me that there should be ample opportunity for them to, out of gratitude, them being the NFL and the teams, out of gratitude, to do this very thing in honor of our military personnel, and frankly, to assist them in highlighting the benefit of our military and help in the recruiting process rather than having to be paid to do it. So I completely agree with you. But that is really a decision that the military, whether it's National Guard or the recruiting offices, have made to spend marketing dollars in this venue. And by the way, it may be a very effective cost-benefit analysis. I don't know. That said, it still leaves poor taste when you think that the NFL teams are being paid for it.
Appreciate the call, Wade. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just disappointed that our government feels that that's what they have to do, and probably more shame on the NFL for thinking.
No kidding, requiring a payment.
Wade, I completely agree. I think that's well said.
Appreciate the call, Wade. Thanks a lot. Listener wanted me to ask Clint. Folks may have forgotten this, but you were invited to be a guest of the First Ladies at a State of the Union address, which you politely declined. And Dan wants to know if that was a political statement or whether you had a conflict, or both.
honestly, it was, you know, when I first got invited to be with the First Lady at the State of the Union, it felt kind of a little politically grandstanding in a way. But I talked to some of my dear friends, and, you know, they'd let me know, and I'm fairly versed in the politics and the way our government worked, and the consensus more or less was, you know, I would be able to see something that not very many Americans get to see, and that's our Congress, our Senate, and our elected officials coming together under one roof to perpetuate this country. Unfortunately, the day of the State of the Union was also the day of my Pentagon ceremony, and because General Odierno had to testify in front of Congress for some budget things, they pushed that ceremony later in the day, and I had about a half hour between getting done with that and going over to the State of the Union address. And I'm a simple guy, as fancy and fun as that might have been, I would rather go drink beer and hang out with my boys for the last night there in D.C., and that's what I opted to do. And it wasn't, you know, a political statement per se by any means. I just like to drink beer and BS with my buddies.
A man after my own heart. I love it.
It's almost too good to be true, except that it really is true. It's so great.
Now, are you, you're living in Minot, working in the story that I heard originally was you came out here for a job in the energy sector. You still doing that, Clint?
Yeah, I made the transition out of the military. You know, I understood that North Dakota was a happening place because there's only really two ways to boost an economy, and that's with renewable resources, agriculture, farming, or, you know, drilling and mining. Everything stems from those two things, and with all the drilling going on up here, I opted to come up here for a chance at the American dream, to chance something new and to see what it was like. I'd never been. I got up here in the oil fields doing some safety work. Everything fit. You know, the state of North Dakota is an amazing place to raise kids. It's an amazing place for just still the spirit of individualism. We've got some great state leadership here that truly holds true to our Constitution and what we do as a state. I've currently kind of powered away from the oil fields in pursuit of some other things right now, but Minot is still my home base. And it's been a great transition in coming up here because I've met some really awesome people.
That is cool.
One of the hardest things is meeting new friends that aren't in the military. And I met two really good buddies, Austin and Tyler, and hooked up with them. And even though they'd never served, that camaraderie and the values and mentality that they had was right in line with what I had experienced in 12 years of service.
That's awesome. Glad to hear it. God bless you. Thank you for your service. We'll have you back sometime soon.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hope you enjoyed that conversation, which we have to continue at great length in the future with the one and only Clint Romache, and also with more of the folks that serve on the Veterans Service Advisory Board for Congressman Kevin Cramer, because I learned a bunch just in that short conversation that combined not only hearing a little bit about Clint's story, but also about the concerns he has for care for veterans. You know, that's a great way to channel our energy on this Memorial Day, is to saying, are we doing enough for those that have served in their families, to honor those that have died in their service? Are we doing enough? We can ask ourselves that question every single day, and I appreciate being prompted a little bit on the conversation with Clint. We're going to continue our conversation with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt coming up here in just a little bit, and talk a little bit about Medora as well on this Memorial Day 2015. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow.com. Whenever I travel all across the Northern Plains, I bring my pillow along for good reason. And you ought to as well, because I tell you what, you will sleep better. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, so you can't go wrong. Call them at 800
800-506-9028. Make today. It's a holiday. Today's a good day. I'm going to get this done. I've been hearing about it, and I want one. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are so many worthy veterans we could have on this program on Memorial Day. The list is long, without question, to honor those that have fallen in the service to this great country. But given the fact the majority of our listeners are in North Dakota, and one of the more famous members of the military from North Dakota was the one, the only, Teddy Roosevelt, we thought, you know, it'd be worth sharing a conversation we had with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt recently on the program, and we'll have many more because thankfully this good man is among us and performs at Medora each and every year. So hope you have a plan to get to Medora this season. 50th anniversary of the musical, and you can see Teddy Roosevelt
And we'll hear more of that conversation. This actually concludes the conversation we started last hour as well, because we've been chatting today with Lynn Oz, World War II vet, Clint Romesha, Medal of Honor winner, and now continue our conversation with the one and only Teddy Roosevelt. And God bless you for listening on this Memorial Day. Enjoy your holiday and remember the reason for the holiday. We will be back tomorrow, busy week of What's on Your Mind coming up. So enjoy this last bit of the conversation with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt. About 5 minutes left with the Colonel Teddy Roosevelt with us today in the program. I hope you get to Medora this year and see this man. And we have a little leftover response from the caller Gene from Valley City before the break.
I was so delighted to hear from Gene and to remember our meeting in the campgrounds, or at least maybe that was Tim that we met in the campgrounds. Here's my thought. It's public comment is available still for some time. It is the right and the duty of the citizens to remember that the highest offices in the land are not held by the men and women in Washington, D.C., but by we, the people, the citizens of the country. And so the citizens that are affected and their neighbors and friends, that they might, and I think a great deal of this is done on the computers now and online, but you can probably still write a letter and send a letter to the Department of Labor. I might have to give Gene an apology. The Department of Labor and Commerce was founded during my administration in 1903, but in part to balance the great influence that Wall Street and the special interests, the great trusts, there was a great deal of corruption coming from business into the operations of government in my day. Now, with regards to sheeping, ranching, well, I came up a cropper, of course. There are some that might say I shouldn't give any advice on ranching out in this territory. But during my administration, we saw that, of course, a number of people were leaving the farm in droves, headed into the cities. There was concern about the future of farm life. I had a presidential commission on country life, chaired by a professor from Michigan State University, Liberty Hyde Bailey, famous now as one of the founders of 4-H, and a man who helped to inspire the Ag Extension cooperative offices. And we determined that what was really needed out in the country was better education. And I hear that you're going to be discussing with Farm Bureau the education of our ranchers and farmers, the application of scientific methodologies. And unfortunately, a great deal of ag education for ranchers, farmers, sheep herders is education about the implications of federal governmental policy upon their operations and how they must be able to thrive in spite of and sometimes with the assistance of a federal agricultural policy. And finally, to come back to Tim's point, I'm reminded that the best way with regards to this stomping on the American flag, the best way to fight evil amongst us is to do good. And every night in Medora, we salute our veterans and salute the flag of the United States of America. And I hope that everyone will bring their family and friends to come and see that patriotic salute in Medora this summer.
50th anniversary of the Medora musical. And what a year to take it in. And you're so right. I mean, I think, honestly, if some of the folks that are doing this had parents that brought them to Medora to see this and have it be every part of every fiber of their being, maybe this stuff wouldn't happen.
Mr. Hannon, you'll understand me. Of all the titles I ever held, president, governor of the Empire State, colonel of the Rough Riders, the most important were those that I had that were of my familial responsibility, to be a good husband and a good father, as a younger man, a good son and a good brother. I'm afraid we need better mothers and fathers in this country that will take it upon themselves, whether it's in Medora or in some other place, some veterans' cemetery, some museum of history, to go and take their children to those places and to take those children out into the wild places where they see God's great creation and no finer place than Theodore Roosevelt National Park and Medora to do so as well.
Well said. Shane in Pierce, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was wondering if anybody had ever submitted, since the oil boom is going on, has anybody thought about bringing back some of the old nostalgic NFL like the Oilers?
I don't know if Oilers made the list or not, but I've heard that one suggested before.
Oh, I don't know. Here, you know, up in this territory, well, of course, we're quite proud of the Bison as a football team, I think.
That's right? Taken. That's taken. Yep. So North Dakota can't go there, although it was suggested by a number of folks.
Now, are we expecting an NFL franchise in this region?
Well, he's talking about the effort to replace the Fighting Sioux name with a new name at the University of North Dakota. And the list came out of all the ones that are being considered and the ones that have been rejected. So,
Right. And I'm not avid. I know Oilers was suggested a number of times. I don't have the list in front of me. I need to print it out because there's 9 million names in there. And then
yeah,
I'll have the. Any question for Teddy, Shane, before we let you go?
Yeah. I wondered what he would do about the uncontrolled checks and balances of the EPA nowadays.
Well, again, I think we come back to the fact that it's the citizen that has to make sure that Congress is acting on their behalf in their best interest.
How do we do that? How do we better do that?
Well, I think, of course, you've got elections every 2 years.
Vote at a minimum, but get involved and hold them accountable.
And if your most important issue is the fact that Congress has delegated some of its authorities to an administrative agency, perhaps violating the spirit of checks and balances, then you've got to make sure that your member of Congress is representing the interests of the people.
Shane, good to hear you. I hope you'll be at Medora this year. We love South Dakota visitors to Medora, for sure.
And you know you can visit www.medora.com and 1-800-MEDORA-1. Come and see Teddy Roosevelt. I'll look forward to seeing you and your listeners in Medora this summer.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-05.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.